black and white trim. Marshfield is in white with their orange and black trim. Next game for East after tonight is a Tuesday matchup at home against Wisconsin Rapids. We'll have the East hockey team for you as well, as that season is quickly winding down. The seeding meeting for the hockey tournament is this weekend. And East has a makeup game with Northland Pines at Marathon Park on Monday night. And we'll have that game for you right here. East basketball with a couple of games next week, at home against Rapids on Tuesday, and then they have Merrill at home on Friday night. Both of those games will be the second part of our basketball coverage that night. Everest has a makeup boys basketball game tomorrow afternoon, and that will be played at the Everest Junior High Gym because of a conflict, I believe, with a wrestling meet. The Evergreens will take on Lakeland in a non-conference game tomorrow afternoon, and you'll be able to hear that game right here. Chris Conley will have it pregame show at 1:20 here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. East basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And also by Ministry Healthcare and St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. They're introducing the seniors here tonight for this Marshfield Tiger team. And Matt Ostroich just introduced. He's the second leader in the conference in shooting percentage, right behind Trevor Anderson of Stevens Point. Ostroich hitting 60% of his shots on the season. As far as three-point shooting, it's Lucas Zoiker and Alex Strigi leading the way for Marshfield. Scoring, the top Marshfield scorer is Zeiker. He's averaging 16 points a game. Ostroich, though, averaging 12.7 a contest. Strigi almost in double figures at 9.2. All right, both teams are on the court, and we are just about set to go. Sean Wilson getting the start tonight, and as you heard Coach Stimka talk about, he could give them some quality minutes, but he's got to stay on the floor, got to stay out of foul trouble. And he will jump center here against Lucas Zoiker, and we'll get underway. And Marshfield will have it to start. Into the front court they come. Ostroich gets it. Here's quickly a three-ball shot up and in. Zoiker quickly backs down a three, and he got an open look from the right side. 3-0 Tigers. Well, that's what happened the first time these two teams met. Marshfield went off quickly from downtown, and East never caught up. Widmark between the circles now gives it to Rutkowski. Rutkowski to Dimka. Marshfield playing a tight man-to-man. They loft it over the top to Wilson, knocked away, but Widmark comes away with it. Bryce Taylor for three, rolled off the rim three times, and Widmark keeps the rebound alive. Rutkowski, nice pass underneath, and Widmark will get a layup. Rutkowski passed up the three and got Widmark a layup. And it is 3-2 Marshfield. Tigers in the front court. Jeff Allison with it. East in that zone, trying to trap the ball when they can. Down in the corner now to Krasselt. He gets it down low. Double team, and they throw the ball away. Turnover. Dimka comes away with it. Taylor into the front court. Here's Rutkowski for three, left wing. That's off the mark. Wilson rips down the rebound. Gets it out to Dimka. Here's a three ball from Taylor in the corner. That's a little bit long. And Marshfield with the rebound. So he starts out 0 for 3 from three-point range. Marshfield quickly back the other way. And missing the layup is Ostroich. He was pressured by Wilson. Nice bounce pass from Rutkowski. Taylor feeds Widmark. Puts up a shot up and in. Nice unselfish ball sharing right there by the Lumberjacks. Two great passes and assists for Jaden Rutkowski here in the early going. 4-3, Lumberjacks by one. Ball double on the right wing. Zoiker gets rid of it, now gets it back. In the corner, Strigi, he had a man on him, so he passes it back outside. Allison swings it. Here's a three left wing. Back bracket, no good. Wilson kept that rebound alive, but Marshfield comes away with it. Krasselt missed the three from the corner. Tigers have it. Ostroich now out to Zoiker. Gives it off to Allison. He and Zoiker play catch out on top. Bounce pass right wing to Jace Krasselt. Zoiker's going to launch a three. That's a little bit short, but another long rebound comes away to Marshfield. They'll reset. 5:48 to play here. First quarter, Lumberjacks by one. East will stay in the zone, at least for now. Strigi with it down in the corner. Picked up his dribble now. Skip pass all the way across to Zoiker. Here's a pull-up jumper at the free throw line. That's short. Once again, though, Marshfield with a rebound. Here's a three ball from Zoiker. That's in and out, no good. This time Wilson rips away the rebound for the Lumberjacks. And we get a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. Marshfield got a steal, and they're going to call a foul on Wilson. Or they're going to call an offensive foul as Wilson tried to clear out. He threw an elbow. Paul Dimka saying he got hacked on the arm, and that's why he threw the elbow, but to no avail. So Wilson will pick up an offensive foul to start here tonight, and Marshfield looks to inbound it. They get it down on the baseline to Oestreich. Skip pass to Zoiker out on top. He's going to penetrate this time, and he gets hacked, and Wilson just picked up two quick ones, and he's going to have to take a seat. Three-man officiating crew tonight. So Sean Wilson, once again, has foul trouble, and it's going to get an early call for Lewis Nass, who will get into the game. And so the Lumberjacks are a bit shorter than they normally are here with Hamlin out and now Wilson on the bench with foul trouble. Three ball top of the key. That's up and in for Striege. He knocks it down from out on top. 6-4, Marshfield by two. Rutkowski into the front court. Allison all over him. Rutkowski finds Widmark. Tries to pass inside. The ball knocked away and Marshfield will save it. Lumberjacks turn it over. Now a steal by Bryce Taylor. Marshfield gives it back. Dimka into the front court. Picks up his dribble, Rutkowski, out on top, still on the dribble, to Widmark. Now it's Bryce Taylor. He wants to drive, spins, gets knocked down, loses the handle out of bounds. It will remain East basketball. Taylor tried to go in with defense all over him, and now we're going to get a whistle, and what are we going to get? They're going to call a technical foul on Paul Dimka, and he's just sitting there. I don't know what he said, but he got in that official's ear early. He wasn't demonstrative at all, but apparently the one official had heard enough, and he gets a T, and he'll have to take a seat now. It's the official that called the first foul on Wilson for throwing the elbow, and I think he was still probably talking to him about that. And so Marshfield will get foul shots and the ball here. That's the second technical in the last three games. And the free throw, first free throw is in and out, no good for Striege. He'll get another one and the ball. It didn't look like, I don't know what he said, because he wasn't demonstrative. He wasn't stomping around and screaming and yelling, so he must have said something that tripped the trigger of that official who teed him up. He was crouching down near the bench area. All right, 7-4 now as Striege hits the second foul shot, and now Marshfield has the basketball out of the technical foul situation, so it's Allison with it. Now it's Oestreich. Allison. Jace Kressel. Now back to Kressel in the corner. He's on the dribble. Gives it off to Oestreich. Right wing. Out on top to Zoiker. Gives it back to Allison. He's staying in the zone. Nass is in the middle of that zone now. Widmark out on the wing. Skip pass to Allison, left wing. Now out on top. Striege thought about the three. Got Bryce Taylor up in the air. Now Zoiker with a long two. That's short. Marshfield with another rebound. The putback is up and in for Matt Oestreich. Marshfield just killing East on the boards here. Without Hamlin in there and now without Wilson in there as well, their rebounds are going to be tough to come by here. Dimka with it. Now it's Widmark. Top of the key. Give it to Rutkowski. Rutkowski on the dribble. Here's Taylor. He's going to launch a three. He got it. Bryce Taylor, bottom of the net. And it's 9-7, Marshfield by two. Oestreich to Allison. Nearly an over and back there. Marshfield gets it in the on the baseline on the corner to Striege. Now back out on top to Krasel. They're trying to post up Zoiker inside. Now the ball kicked by Bryce Taylor, and we get a whistle. 3:24 to play here, first quarter. 9-7, Tigers by two. And a substitution for the Tigers. It's Keegan Fassler coming into the game. East is going to get J.P. Lacey in as well. And Nass will take a seat. So it's Taylor, Dimka, Rutkowski, Lacey, and Widmark. As we mentioned, Lumberjacks with some injury problems. They've got a short bench tonight. Marshfield plays catch out on top with it. Oestreich to Allison. Now they pass it into Zoiker. Bobble it for a moment. Gets it back. Step back. Shoots from the free throw line and hits. Luke Zoiker with a two-point basket. 11-7, Tigers. Rutkowski into the front court. J.P. Lacy gives it off to Dimka. Dimka wants to operate. Oh, he's getting bodied up along the baseline. No whistle. They let him play on. Widmark backs in, turns, goes up, shoots, and hits. Tough shot with a man in his face. Widmark's got six here in the early going, and it's 11-9, Tigers. Marshfield quickly down in the corner to Strigi, launches a three. That's a little bit short, no good. Once again, Zoiker goes in for the rebound. He missed it. The ball's loose. Zoiker again. This time they're going to call a foul. And once again, East just cannot get a rebound here. They're just getting killed on the glass. And this time the putback attempt will earn Luke Zoiker a couple of foul shots here with 2:33 to play in the first. First one is short, no good. He'll get another. East basketball is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics or call them at 842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Zoiker hit the second foul shot, 12-9. Rutkowski steps back, shoots a three, and got it. Jaden Rutkowski nails the three. He had a good night the other night. That's two threes in the quarter for the Lumberjacks, and we are tied at 12. Now a kicked ball goes off of Dimka's legs out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball. Yeah, East did a nice job shooting threes the other night at Lakeland. Rutkowski had three. Bryce Taylor had three. Tonight, Taylor's got one here in the quarter. Rutkowski's got one. Tigers inbounded. Allison has it. Jeff Allison has aquamarine shoes on. Matt Ostroich and Allison play catch out on top of the zone. Trent Pate in the game for the Lumberjacks. Here's a drive in. Shot put up by Ostroich. Too hard. Pate skies and pulls down the rebound. Trenton Pate, nice to see him back in the lineup. He can give East some offense here. Dimka down low to Lacy, posting up on the baseline, kicks it out to Widmark. He's going to shoot a three. Little long, no good. Rebound grabbed by Marshfield. Tigers back the other way. Zoiker has it. Picked up his dribble now, gives it to Ostroich. Now down in the corner to Strigi. Back out on top. Strigi gets it back. Got Rutkowski on, in the air. Didn't shoot the three. Pass inside to Ostroich. Reverse up and in. Nice move by Matt Ostroich, and he gets the hoop. 14-12, Tigers by two. Rutkowski brings it into the front court. Gets a screen from Widmark. Gives it to Dimka. Now it's Widmark again. Bullet pass inside to Lacy. Kicks it back outside. Widmark's going to drive. Nice move. Hangs in the air. Yes, and a foul. Bryce Widmark. Nice move to get free down the lane. And he got it over the front of the rim somehow as he was coming back down. He shot that ball as he was coming back down. And it somehow skimmed over the top of the rim and went in. And he drew the foul. And he'll have a chance for a three-point play here and a chance to give East the lead. Zhang Cheng is going to get an early call off the bench. And Dimka will take a breather as Widmark goes to the line. Good quarter of basketball for Bryce Widmark. Foul shot on the way. It's up and in. 9 points here in the quarter. 9 of East's 15 for Bryce Widmark. Marshfield in the front court with it. They've got Pate out on top of that zone now. Marshfield kicks it left wing. Allison's going to shoot a three. That's way short. Widmark with the rebound. To Rutkowski, who wants to push. Gets it ahead. Now it's Pate. Goes baseline. Hangs in the air. A little floater. No. Tried to get his own board. Lacy comes away with it. He'll shoot it on the baseline. That's too long. Widmark the rebound. He backs in. They're going to call an offensive foul. No, they're going to look. The two officials didn't want to make a call. Like you see in a three-man crew, they look at each other before they make the call. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Bryce Widmark. He probably did backing in. But that's that hesitation and delay you'd see with a three-man officiating crew. Neither one wanted to make the call. And they finally looked at each other and agreed that it was an offensive foul on Widmark. As you can tell from past broadcasts, I don't like the three-man officiating crew. Zoiker with it right wing. Out on top to Ostroich. Now it's Allison. Back to Ostroich. More is not always better. Allison with it. Now it's Ostroich again out on top. 10 seconds still play for one here. Ostroich fakes the shot. Now Allison. He's going to drive baseline. Hangs in the air. Shot blocked by Widmark out of bounds. And it will be Marshfield basketball with 2.2 seconds remaining on the clock. Lewis Nass will get in the game. Widmark will get a quick breather here. And the Tigers look to inbound. I don't want to give up a cheapie on the back door here. Oestreich looks to get it in. They get it to Zoiker. It's knocked away, though, and now just 1.5 seconds remaining. He's got a hand on that entry pass, knocked it out of bounds. Oestreich gets it in. Zoiker's going to shoot a three, and he got it at the buzzer. They got Zoiker a look, and he knocks down the three at the buzzer, and it's 17-15, Marshfield by two. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We are Blackhawks!
Tom King back here at the Marshfield Fieldhouse. It'll be East basketball to start the second quarter. They trail it by two. And Bryce Taylor will take the inbound pass. He's back in there along with Trenton Pate, Bryce Widmark, Sean Wilson playing with two fouls. Dimka back in as well. Pate's going to drive in the lane, kick it outside to Taylor. He backs out the dribble. Bounce pass to Wilson, high post, feeds Pate on the baseline, puts it off the glass, up and in. Trent Pate goes baseline, got the feed from Wilson and the hoop, and we're tied at 17. Marshfield in the front court. Allison. Will Spindler in the game for the Tigers. But now it's Oestreich with it. Down in the corner to Keegan Fassler. Now Spindler right corner with it. Back out on top, Oestreich. He's going to shoot a long one. Left that a little bit short, but once again, Marshfield with the rebound. Shot put up. That might have been partially blocked. Zoiker comes away with it. And the Tigers will back it out. Zoiker will back out the dribble here and reset. Now it's Allison. Back to Zoiker. Right wing, Oestreich. He and Zoiker play catch. Oestreich catches and shoots again and nails it. Cannot leave those guys open. They got to come out and play those guys. The nearest defender was three steps away from Oestreich, and he knocks down the three. It's 20-17. We don't want to watch what happened the last time these two teams played. Now we get a whistle off the ball. We're going to get a foul. It's going to go against Marshfield. It's going to go against Zoiker. That's his first. And just the second team foul here in the half for the Tigers. East has five. Zoiker's going to sit down, and Tanner Boson will get in for Marshfield. Pate will inbound it and gets it into Dimka. Dimka picked up his dribble now, needs some help. Pate, top of the circle. Gives it to Bryce Taylor. Trying to post up Widmark. Now here comes Wilson out to set a screen for Taylor. Draws the double team, throws it away. Last touch by Marshfield, though. That was a break right there. Wilson stopped rolling to the basket on that pick and roll. And Taylor fired a bullet pass, but it was last touched by the Tigers. And East will get the ball back. They get it inbounds to Widmark. He's got a man all over him. Gives it to Taylor. Taylor to Pate outside. Trent Pate, pull-up jumper, tough shot, rolls off the rim, no good. The putback by Taylor, no, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. Bryce Taylor slid in there, didn't box him out, and he was able to get the rebound there and put it back up, and he drew the foul and will shoot two here. And the foul was called on Will Spindler. That's his first, and Bryce Taylor at the line for a pair here. First one's on the way. It's up and in. 20-18, Marshfield by two. Strege's going to get back in for the Tigers. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Taylor hits both foul shots. He's 3 for 3 from the line tonight. That's good to see. It's a one-point game. Marshfield leading 20-19. Allison double-team gets it back to Ostrug, top of the circle. Passes down on the baseline. Now they kick it out. Here's Boson for three. That's short, no good, but nobody blocked out Ostrug. He slid right back in for the putback. And it's 22-19. Nobody blocked out Ostrug. Dimka nearly bobbled the basketball. Now it's Taylor. He wants to drive. Instead, kicks it to Pate, who almost had it go over his head. He's able to corral it. He's getting a pick from Widmark. Now Pate goes down the line, and he is down the lane, and he is fouled. Non-shooting foul. So East will inbound it. Fourth team foul. Fassler picks up the foul, his first. And Pate will inbound it. Over the top to Widmark. Quickly inside to Wilson. Turn, shoots, and it rolled off the rim. No good. They got what they wanted. A nice inside shot. Wilson just didn't finish. Marshfield back the other way. Allison in the corner to Tanner Boson. Boson back out on top to Ostrug. 5:19 to play here, first half. Here's a three ball, Boson right wing, and he knocks it down. Well, they're going to have to come out of their zone. You just cannot leave these guys open outside. They'll knock them down all night long. 25-19. Tigers, Widmark outside. Now it's Pate. He's going to launch a long one, and he hit it! Holy cow! Trenton Pate couldn't find anybody open. He was a 2.5 steps behind the line at least. Knocks down the three, 25-22. Lumberjacks trail by three. They get a backdoor pass inside, and once again, nobody blocked out Strigi that time. He gets a layup. Not a whole lot of defense being played here tonight so far. Pate's going to drive quickly higher up the glass. Trent Pate, and that's what he gives you, instant offense. He's got 7 points here in the quarter. He can create off the dribble better than anybody the Lumberjacks have, and he has pulled them within three now, 27-24. He just took that one hard down the baseline. There's a hard shot. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul on Sean Wilson, and Ostrug went down hard, and Wilson's going to pick up his third foul. Without replay, hard to see if he got there in time or not, but according to the official, he didn't. Blocking foul is called, and Wilson is going to have to sit down. J.P. Lacey's going to get set to check in. Ostrug's going to shoot foul shots here. He's slow to get up. He took a hard tumble to the floor. And he will get two here. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. Ostrug has 10 points here in the first half. 4:17 to play, second quarter, 28-24 Tigers, and they have a chance to extend it here. Second foul shot coming for Ostrug. He missed it, and Bryce Taylor pulls down the rebound. Taylor's going to bring it in the front court behind the back dribble. He's being harassed by Ostrug. Now they get it down low to Lacey. Turns, shoots off the glass, up and in. J.P. Lacey likes that little turnaround bank shot, and he got it off the glass, up and in. 28-26, Tigers by two. Baseline drive, shot blocked from behind by Lacey. It goes out of bounds. Last touch, they stay by East. It looked like it might have gone off the leg of the Marshfield player, but Tigers will have it. Once again, Ostrug just slashing down the baseline, but Lacey blocked it from behind that time without fouling. This time they get it outside. Now a long three ball on the ball fake. Rims out, no good. Dimka tried to keep it alive, but it's grabbed by the Tigers. Strigi. Now a drive in. Ostrug puts up the shot, but they're going to call a foul. And it's going to be bonus time for the Tigers. Ostrug is still feeling the effects of that tumble he took to the floor. I don't know if he hit his head or not, but he doesn't look like he's all together yet. But he'll go back to the line here as he drew the foul on Bryce Taylor. That's his first. And the first foul shot is up and in. Nice half for Matt Ostrug on senior night. Jaden Rutkowski is going to get back in the game to give Bryce Taylor a breather here. 29-26, Marshfield by three. And one more free throw coming for Matt Ostrug. He got them both. And it's 30-26, four-point game. Rutkowski's going to bring it ahead against Jeff Allison. Rutkowski in the front court. Nearly lost the handle on the dribble at time. Here comes a double team now. He gives it to Dimka. Quickly down low to Widmark. Backs in from the left block. Turns, spins, tough shot. Yes, and a foul! Bryce Widmark with a nice little turnaround half hook with the right hand. And he drew the foul, got the hoop. And it is 30-28. And a free throw coming for Widmark. 11 points here in the half for Bryce Widmark. Make it 12. And it's a one-point game, 30-29. Marshfield with the lead and the ball here with 3:17 to play until halftime. Zoiker will bring it ahead. Now it's Ostroik who will walk it in. Now it's Allison. High post to Strigi. They swing it around the perimeter. Allison has it back. Allison. Swing it around to Ostroik. He's staying with the zone. They are not going to give in, at least yet, even though Marshfield keeps knocking down threes. Zoiker with it. He's got Pate. Now they're going to play a little man-to-man. They switched it up a little bit, and now a three ball put up and in by Ostroik with one hand. 33-29. Here comes Rutkowski into the front court. Widmark got way outside, gives it to Dimka. They loft it over the top to Lacey, hangs in the air, and got it. Rolled around to first, but fell in for J.P. Lacey. It's 33-31. Marshfield quickly back the other way. Ostroik went right down the right wing, up. And are they going to say the foul was before the shot? Did they wipe out the basket? I think they are going to wipe out that basket. Ostroik went right down the right baseline, laid it up and in, but they say the foul was before the shot. It's going to be a bonus situation for Matt Ostroik. There's a break for the Lumberjacks as, once again, Ostroik was too fast, too quick. Nobody picked him up. First foul shot is up and in. It was Alex Strigi in the first half, the first time these two teams met tonight. It's been Matt Ostroik. He's having a huge first half, 34-31. Bryce Taylor comes in for Dimka. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. Do you need help with a sports injury? See the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Second foul shot coming for Ostroik. Back bracket, no good, and Trent Pate pulls away the rebound. East into the front court. Rutkowski hands it off to Bryce Taylor. Now it's Widmark. Pate, left wing, down to Lacey. Faces up the basket. Now kicks it back outside. Rutkowski. Rutkowski on the dribble. Still on the dribble, left wing. Nearly got his pocket picked into the paint. Kicks it to Widmark. Step back jumper. Left it a little bit short. The rebound out of bounds. It will be East basketball. Last touch by the Tigers. And Taylor will inbound it. Gets it out to Pate. Pate's going to pick up his dribble that time. Lacey drives in, spins, off the glass with a man in his face. No, the rebound kept alive, but Marshfield comes away with it. That was a tough shot for Lacey right there. Here come the Tigers back the other way. Ostroik, right wing to Boson. Now Ostroik gets it back. Skip it all the way to the corner. Now Allison. Back to Ostroik. A minute 26 to play in the half. Marshfield by three. Tanner Boson backs it out. East in the zone again. And now Ostroik's going to hold it. They're going to force East to come out of that zone if they will. Now Ostroik on the dribble. Gives it to Allison. Now down in the corner. Three ball from there. Up and in for Strigi. From the left corner, he knocks down the three. 37-31, six-point game. East needs a hoop here before halftime. Pate's going to drive in. Got it. Nearly lost it. Taylor came away with it. Now it's Lacey, left corner. Thought about the baseline. That got cut off. Taylor to Widmark. They swing it. Now Pate, he's going to launch a three from the corner. A little short, no good. And Marshfield with the rebound. Ostroik quickly ahead to Boson. Now Marshfield can have a little breathing room here if they can knock down a hoop here before halftime. It was a close game, but Marshfield now leads by six, and they have the ball, and they're going to play for one here. Allison out on top. You got to have a man on Streaky. You got to have a man on Ostroich. Zoiker's not in the game right now. There's Ostroich. He's going to drive in this time. Slices right past the defense, but underlay this time. Widmark with the rebound. And now we get a whistle and a traveling call in the backcourt on Widmark. And it will be Marshfield basketball. That is just the second turnover on the Lumberjacks here. Marshfield only has two as well. But now Marshfield gets the inbound and in the front court with 5.5 seconds remaining in the first half. They get it into Ostroich. Drives in. Lays it up. No, the putback, though, is up and in. And it will be Streaky who will get the putback basket at the buzzer. And that's how the first half will come to an end with Marshfield leading by 8, 39-31. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit easylivingmanagement.com.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams.